ain't ever seen that kind of you. You walking over here, the way that it went down last when I knew.
With the end of spring quarter and final exams drawing near, Northwestern University students got a chance to let go of some exam stress by jamming out to R&B duo Chloe and Halle. Hosted by A&O Productions, Northwestern's premier broadcasting and media production company, on May 30th at 8:30 p.m., the event offered students both virtual and in-person options to attend a performance by the sisters. The duo consists of sisters Chloe and Halle Bailey, who primarily make R&B and pop music. Their latest album, Ungodly Hour, was released on June 12, 2020, with Beyoncé as its executive producer. The sisters received lots of praise for the album, with critics admiring their vocals, mature sound, and growth since their last album, The Kids Are All Right. The album would go on to get 3 Grammy nominations and reach number 16 on the Billboard 200 chart. With the sisters being known for their amazing live performances, students were rightfully enthusiastic and expressed excitement all over social media. When you decide you like yourself, holler at me. When you decide you need someone, call up on me. When you don't have to think about it, love me at the ungodly hour. With this being one of the first in-person events since the start of the pandemic, students were able to see a screening of the performance at Deering Field, and only students following correct COVID testing or vaccination protocols were allowed entry. The event showed a pre-recorded performance by Chloe and Halle, and was followed by a Q&A session, where students were able to ask the duo questions about everything from their relationship as sisters and collaborators, as well as their musical influences. Sophomore Irea Rogundare has been a fan of Chloe and Halle's music for a while and was excited to see that they were the artists for the A&O event.
So I've kind of been listening to Chloe and Halle like for a very long time, honestly, since they came out, but I never like listened to it religiously. I just like knew their songs like here and there, and then Do It came out last year and I absolutely loved it, and I loved their album Ungodly Hour. And so when they were like coming for the A&O event, immediately I saw it said like Deering plus Zoom, and I like clicked on it to see if I could get the Deering one, because like I knew it was going to be like a screen, but I still wanted to see it in person because I had friends that I knew would want to be there too. And like it's good to have an experience that's like, it's not exactly them being in person, but it's close and it was cute and I really enjoyed it.
She was one of the few students who was able to attend the event in person.
It was good. We got like a ton of posters, and it was like, I don't know, it was this really nice like A&O, like Chloe and Halle poster. And then people sat on blankets. My friends and I kind of like sat towards the front, and we kind of watched it on like a projector. The sound system was good, except for like the Q&A. It was like the sound didn't match up with the video, so like there were some technical difficulties with that, but other than that it was really sweet, and you could like hear them echoing off of like the building of Deering, and it sounded cool. I definitely enjoyed the event. It was like very easy. There was a Polaroid wall where like people could take pictures for like A&O. The people were nice. It was just sit down, enjoy. It kind of felt like a drive-in movie, kind of, if that makes sense. Even when they did their acoustic songs, like when they did it with just a guitar, it sounded so nice. Their voices work really well for like virtual things, which you can't say that for a lot of artists. So I really appreciated being able to like see their virtual performance, but like their set was pre-recorded. So they weren't being like, hi Northwestern, like Northwestern, blah, blah, blah. They were just like colleges in general, but like I still appreciated it. And it didn't feel like there was a disconnect, because like in between their songs, they did have a little bit of banter and it was really cute and everything. I definitely like think more people could have like gotten in, but I know that the school has like a limit.
With Northwestern students nearing exam week, Arogundade says it was a nice way to spend her Sunday night after studying.
I think it was a good like experience to have for an hour just out of my Sunday, because Sundays are usually work days for everyone. So it was just like good to take a break, enjoy that, and then go back to the grind. But after that, I was just like listening to their albums like over and over again. So
with many events hoping to go back in person in the fall, students are hopeful that we'll soon be seeing artists perform live rather than through our screens. But for now, we'll just continue to stream Ungodly Hour. For WNUR News, this has been Maria Camaño.